is something we would talk about a lot. What is the web? When they say web, what do you remember?
Jacob, Joseph was thrown into the well.
Yes. And? Lion was following that. Then?
What else? Well, there's a story in the Bible of Jesus meeting the woman at the well and asking her for water and
Yes.
Water of eternal life.
Good. Then? There's a story about Ali. Whenever he wanted to nag about something, or when he wanted to talk about the rotten people, he would go to a well and he would talk about it. We talk a lot about the well, because first of all, you don't have any idea and you have no feeling about the well. In Rumi's time, well, now you're used to watch a tap, right? You just open the door and it's there. Over there, they know that the water is hard to reach. And it's a very dangerous stuff, because you should worry about something falling in a well. First, yourself. If you fall in, you're dead. Secondly, if you let something to drop in the well, suddenly the water is polluted. So you have to keep it clean. And you're trying to keep clean something that you don't see. You cannot see. It's dark. But at the depth, there is what you call here, there is a light at the end of the tunnel, right? You know that. In time of Rumi's time, there is no tunnel. But the light is down there. You look at the well, you will see the light, and you can see the reflection of yourself. So, it's a deep place out of reach. Okay? This out of reach place is full of water. Means it will nourish you and it could kill you, hand in hand, both. So there is a mysterious place. The only competing place with that is the cave. But the cave is hidden, it's reachable, it's not that dangerous, it's the state of isolation. When we want to talk about isolation, we will talk about the cave. The most famous cave is the calf of people. The people who were running from the soldiers of Pharaoh, and they asked for help from God. Suddenly cave opened and they went in. Do you remember it, the story? The story is very famous because of the dog. They had a dog. They went in and God interfered with the time. It didn't take 400 years for them. Just one night of sleeping, they woke up 400 years later and it happened to them and the dog. Even the dog, because that was the refuge of God. This is the idea of isolation in all different beliefs. When the situation is no good, you will go to isolation, to meditate. State of meditation is going to a cave. You disconnect yourself from reality to meditate, to be alone with yourself, to deal with yourself. This is the cave. Well, it's not an isolation to choose. It's an isolation to be forced upon you. Because you cannot go in the well and come out. Cave has an opening. But the well, it's not always there and it's not tied to somebody. You pull the rope down. Okay. So you eliminated the chance of salvation in a way. The well is the cave imposed upon you. Right? It's imposed on Joseph. Was it good or bad? Everything imposed on you is bad. But God willingly, that's what Joseph needed. He meditated in that well. He needed that to understand the situation. brothers. That's how it started. So we talk about the well a lot. And this well is inside. Inside me. When I meditate, actually, I'm going in the cave of the well. And the lion, the believer of the power, will fall in this. This is what the hare is doing, actually. Letting the lion jump in the well. Why? Because of jealousy. Why did he jump in the well?
Because there was another lion.
And he was jealous of, okay, that fellow has my hair. He has my lunch. That's why the well is the trap for the lion. So you should know that there is a trap for the lion inside me. When I meditate, I isolate myself, right? So what's the use of power in that state of mind? Nothing. The power is trapped because power actually is seeking an opportunity to act. Deep down when I go in my cave, that's how I feel when I meditate. I go in my cave, inshallah that will be the Holy One, and I meditate and I get rid of this silly lion. Because the lion believes in power. This is how it happens. Therefore Rumi said, oh, the clever people, wise people, which is translation of aqil. You remember aql, intelligent one? The intelligent fellow is who chooses the button of the well. Because over there, a spiritual joy is in that solitude. You see how he talks about the well? The well is trap of a lion, but it's good for me. Because that's the state of solitude. If solitude is imposed on you, suddenly the name will change to prison. But if you choose the solitude, it's a refuge. You see? There is a difference between refuge and prison. The difference is your choice. He will say, the aqil, the intelligent fellow, will choose that solitude. Because over there, they will discover the heart. Because the possibility of intelligence is closed. When you are in the cave, your power is useless. Suddenly you will discover the other side of you, which is the heart. And that heart, I don't know how to translate it, a spiritual joy will not do it. Safahoye del is something that even for Iranians it needs to be translated. Because Safa...
Is that purity? Is that related to purity?
Safa normally means joy, and he translated to joy. But the verb is Saf, means pure.
Pure,
yes. So you will find the purity of heart. Purity of hearts could be discovered in solitude. Because when you are not alone, you are busy interacting with other people. When you go to isolation, you interact with yourself and you have two parts, brain and heart. Over there you will discover, because the brain is out of job, right? It's dismissed when you are in solitude. Of course, you can play the drum wild and daydreaming and stuff like that, but really in solitude you will discover you have a heart. And you will discover the purity of heart. Because over there, you don't tend to do anything. You relax and you will discover something. Then you will go to the extreme to say, the darkness of the well is better than the dark shade of the world. Because out of that, you could harm the other people. Anyhow, with that short paragraph, Rumi prepared you for the well before the lion falling down. Rumi explained that, okay, the well I'm talking about is a state of solitude. And this state of solitude is a chosen opportunity to deal with yourself, to find out that the purity of heart. Then the next paragraph, the lion will fall down, and over there Rumi will change the way of talking. Suddenly he will become strongly judgmental and say, the lion fell down, and guess what? How big is the well? Who is digging the well? Who is making the well? You yourself, you dig in. The stronger you dig in, deeper you dig in, deeper you will fall. Because all depends on you. You cannot blame other people for the well inside you. You cannot blame other people for your solitude. You blame all the people with the interaction with them, right? When you meditate, it's you and you. If over there you will find something, you will realize, okay, this is me. Because you will see your own face, your own reflection in that well. It's you and you. He regarded his own reflection as his enemy. Okay? You could see your reflection as your enemy. If in solitude, suddenly you would realize that you have a very tender heart. You could come to the conclusion that I have to work on it, I have to make it strong, I have to give up this tender feeling because I'm going to lose in this social game. I should be stone hearted. You could think like that. Because you could find your heart your enemy if you believe you are the intelligence. If you think that you are your personality, your heart will deviate you from all your strength, right? So you could see it as an enemy, and the lion will. Because don't forget, the lion believes in the power. And the reflection in the heart is not about power, it's about tenderness. Tenderness could be translated or mistaken weakness, right? Whenever you talk about the good feelings, they are not the strength literally outside. So you could see them as enemies and you could try to avoid it. You do not see clearly the evil in yourself, else you would hate yourself with your soul. You don't understand who is your enemy, who is your friend. When it comes to the heart and the brain, you think your brain is your friend and your heart is your enemy. Yeah, your heart could cheat you. You know what? Your heart could make you fall in love. Then you will become silly, stupid, to give up everything to someone else, to prefer the goodness outside to yourself. This is silly. You could see it that way. If you will understand the depth of this well, then you will understand your rotten part, which was when you reach the bottom of your own nature, then you will know that vileness was from yourself.
Vileness.
Vileness. Vileness. What is the verb?
Well, to be vile.
To be vile.
To be vile.
Is to be unpleasant.
Yeah.
It's what is from
the
strength. Because the Persian word is nakas. Kas means somebody. Nakas means nobody. Somehow. That nobodiness. Vileness. Thank you.
So does it mean emptiness in Persian?
Negative part of you, negative part of your personality. Then he said, okay, I explained it to you and you understood. Now suddenly you're ready to go down in the well, quote unquote, in isolation to see who you are, right? Don't worry, there is an easier way. Is a way to see who you are. The believers are the mirror of each other. You don't have to dig down, go to that isolation and give up all the power and activity to realize who you are. Another believer could show